Chapter 5. The very next day, Mr. Linton paid a visit to Wuthering Heights, recounted the previous evening's events, and read Master Hindley such a lecture on how best to guide a family. From all points of view, Hindley was supremely embarrassed. His own flesh and blood caught trespassing and peeping like the most common of beggars and thieves, caught alongside the dirtiest mongrel cur in all of Yorkshire, then to be chastised on his own property, in front of his own servants, by a man so respected and revered as Mr. Linton, was just too much. Upon his return from college, with his lovely wife at his side, the most important thing to Hindley was to make Wuthering Heights an estate that others envied, as they did with Thrushcross Grange. To have both heads of family looked upon not as farmers, but as a fine gentleman and genteel lady, as were Mr. and Mrs. Linton. When the tale was completed, Mr. Earnshaw's face as red as a spring tomato, the master used all of his embarrassment and anger to rise to action, bidding Joseph to bring Heathcliff back from the fields. He was so grateful that Mr. Linton accepted his wife's invitation to tea. She seemed to know how to make even a difficult situation a proper one. Tea done, Heathcliff, completely passive, yielding silently to Joseph's grasp, allowed himself to be pressed face first to the horse tie, his shirt removed to bare back. Normally it was Joseph who delivered any floggings, but in the company of all of the household, and especially Mr. Linton, Hindley decided to admit...